Thank you so much for your time, Dr. YT Chia and Professor Dr. Roland Sintos Coloma.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
So both of you are members of what we call the Academic Alliance, right?
That's right.
It is an alliance of Asian academia, I would suppose, because you're based in the U.S. And Dr. Santos is based in the U.S. And Dr. Chia, you're based in Australia.
That's right. So this, Asian is part of this Asian-Australian Alliance set up by Erin Chu. So it falls under that. And this is very new. We just started. And in fact, the launch will be this coming Saturday on the 16th of January. Yep. So this is like a kind of a think tank for this Asian-Australian Alliance.
So and Dr. Roland Sintos Coloma will be the main guest of honor to launch this organization.
Yes, and so we're very honored and privileged to have him here to launch this think tank for us.
Okay, so can I just call you YT Chia, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So can you explain further what is this Asian-Australian Academic Alliance?
We felt that I think there's the need community engagement and community building and advocacy. I think that there needs to be also some sort of a research to undergird that for the evidence and the thinking behind it. So the evidence as well as the thinking behind this. So this is built to have to support the work. To support the work the good work that Asian Australian Alliance is doing, and then also to make our research and our research to have a conversation and collaboration with the community at large.
And yet, someone from the US who is going to help you launch this organization or this activity, Professor Coloma, is there such a similar thing in the US? A counterpart or anything of equivalent?
In the United States, there's been a very long history of academic advocacy, where researchers and academics use our knowledge, our research, our scholarship to be able to leverage that knowledge.
When you say you as Asian, when you say you as Asians, or in particular the academic?
Well, I would say both as Asian American academics.
Okay.
So for those of us who are of Asian descent in the United States, we've been trained in ethnic studies, which has a very critical bent in various disciplines. And we use our scholarship and our knowledge and our research to leverage resources, activities, programs, and policy changes towards the government, if it's at the federal, state, or the local level. So in the United States, where I am based, there's a much longer history of over 30 years that we've been doing this work. And that was my training when I was an undergraduate and a graduate student. And when I finished my doctorate at Ohio State, I subsequently moved to Canada in Toronto, where we helped launch the Asian Canadian Studies Network. So I come to Australia bringing in that expertise from the United States and Canada of using our work and our research from the U.S. and Canada and see how we might be able to share that knowledge and that advocacy work here in Australia.
So you would basically admit, YT, that we are still in our infancy.
That's correct. This is we're still very much in the infancy. Not saying that people don't do it. There are people that do it, but it's not. It's in individuals and ad hoc and individuals, and this is an effort to the in coalition and community building to bring together academics with the same cause. And also Roland here to learn from the experiences, the history, the experiences over in the USA and in Canada. And in fact, I was also had a little part in the Asian Canadian studies as well, because I did my doctorate in the University of Toronto. And where Roland taught over there before.
Were your colleagues there in the University of Toronto?
I was his faculty member.
Oh, his faculty.
Yeah. So we were involved also in a little way, like organizing. I remember being involved with Roland, organizing a town hall meeting back then as part of that as well, and also involved in the community organization. So we see the synergy between the academic advocacy, academics, as well as a community, with something in an organized way. I think that's something we can learn from, especially from Roland and people in the U.S., how they can do it in an organized way rather than in an individual ad hoc level.
Okay. But it's also thinking about academics as not just staying in the ivory tower, right? That we're just teaching or we're just doing research, that this is also applied. Okay. And how might we apply our research and our scholarship for the benefit of the community, and in this case, the Asian Australian community?
Basically, is it a loose group? Now you're trying to organize. So is it an advocacy group, an academic group, or research group, or social group, or everything rolled into one? How would you describe it?
This is not a fixed organization, as it were, but a network.
A coalition, yeah.
Network. So this is, as you say, the question, is this research?
So you're going to share research,
everything. Together. But I think the first stage, as in all coalitions and networks, is the relationship building is first. And with that, with the trust and the relationship, and that's where we can find common cause and solidarity, and that's where I think we can move further ahead. And this is from the beginning, my own lesson when I worked with Roland and others when I was in Canada.
At
in
this
sense.
Time, are the sharing beginning to go? I mean, have you been sharing research materials or everything that has to do with your studies about, of course, when you say Asian, basically anything that has to do with Asian identity, Asian culture, or Asian participation in the mainstream society?
Yes. The research, in terms of research collaborations, I think it has been, it's not new. It has been there already. I think the difference is adding the dimension of that with advocacy. I think bringing that dimension in, and I think that's something new that we are doing. So the research and advocacy that we are doing.
Yep.
So that aim. And in fact, Roland and is here also with a project that we are also coming up with, looking at the Asian Australian and Asian Canadian and eventually even Asian Americans immigration and histories.
Yeah, that's more interesting.
More recent histories. So that's also part of that, this research. But eventually we hope that this will help us understand the current day.
Yes.
The questions of today
now,
as well.
Professor Roland, you're the main guest of honor in this launch, you know? And based on your research, how much do you know about the status of Asian Australians? Well, how would you compare them to the Asian Americans in terms of acceptability or positions in the mainstream? Well let's limit ourselves to, for instance, just the university circle.
You know, it's really an honor for me to be invited here, given that my area of expertise is in Asian diaspora in the U.S. and in Canada.
Yeah.
And prior to coming to Australia, literally just 2 days ago,
yeah.
I've had to do a lot of homework to get myself up to speed on what's going on with Asian Australians. And there's been some research on Asian Australians historically, culturally, sociologically, but there needs to be more. So here I'm thinking particularly about the Filipino community, a community that's very near and dear to me. And there's just not been a lot of academic work on Filipinos in terms of our migration histories, our labor situation, yeah. our economic situation, the kind of cultural work that young people are doing. And I think we could really offer, by looking at Filipinos, for example, we could really offer the kind of contributions that this ethnic minority community is offering to Canada and what kind of multiculturalism is happening here.
Yeah.
So that work needs to happen.
Yep.
And what that also means is we also need to have more of our people going to the academic realm.
Yep.
We cannot just wait for other people to research us.
Yes.
I think it's high time that we encourage our young people to consider, what about higher education? What about graduate school? What about working on your doctorate so that you can also become academics?
Yeah. But having said that, Professor, I'm aware that in the U.S., most of the big universities, the top universities, they have what we call the Asian departments. And here in Sydney, or probably in Australia, just a few universities, I know Sydney has the Asian department, but some, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, whether some smaller universities, do they have their own department that studies particularly Asian culture, Asian literature, or what?
I think one distinction has to be made in terms of Asian department and Asian, like America, Asian American department. In Australia, I think a number of major universities like Sydney, we have a concentration, a number of academic staff working on Asia. So yeah. Like looking at China, yep. Looking at India, looking at Indonesia.
Yeah, yeah.
But then what about the Asians in
Australia? And we don't have that.
Not much. There are. And then that's when America, they have over a few decades of that, Asian American studies, where historians, anthropologists, educators, people in culture studies look at these issues on their experiences, their identity. And so we have research on that, which is big. I'm not saying that there isn't in Australia. There is, like, work on Asian Australians, but not so much on as a department. And also that clear tying with that, with advocacy, is not as strong as what we see in the USA.
And we still lack that. And do you think with the formation of this group that can help in advocating the importance of having the Asian Australian department, as you would say?
Of course. This is everything starts with small steps. Like in US, it also started small with a group of people who believe in this to do the research and eventually teaching the core units and courses. And then eventually when they have enough people signing up and then having departments. And in Canada, we see the process happening in Canada. So here as well in Australia, we need it needs to start with like-minded people coming together. Over time, this will happen. But it's not an easy task. It is. It takes time.
Yes.
It takes effort. But it has to start.
And I will just say, Dr. Whitey, how far are we behind, for instance, say, compared to the Asian Americans? That's why you need the expertise of Professor Coloma.
So, to be candid here, I think we are at least two decades behind.
Two decades behind.
At least.
It's still a long way.
In this. But I think that's why we have Roland here. It could help to perhaps to learn from some of the mistakes that were made. Then that something that took 30 years might hopefully take 15 years because learning the mistakes that they made over there in America.
But there might also be something different about the Australian context that we could learn from, right? So what is it about the multicultural policy in Australia that's similar to Canada that will enable this to grow faster?
Yeah.
We don't have a policy like that in the United States.
Oh, okay.
Right? So we don't have a multicultural policy like in Australia or in Canada.
Okay.
So that might facilitate this process.
Yes.
Professors who are well-positioned in certain prestigious universities like Sydney and Melbourne can leverage their positions in order to generate an academic center.
Thank you so much for your time and wish you the best of luck in the launch of the Asian Australian Academic Alliance. And hopefully we can have you here again in the studio, Dr. Whitey Chia and Professor Roland Sintos-Coloma. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having us.